Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions. And I'm flying solo today. Pam is under the weather and Ricky has an appointment. So it's just me and you, and we've got the phone lines open as well. So we're going to be answering your questions, including a great question from a fifth grade teacher, Megan, up in New England. We need to convince her that traveling to Walt Disney World in the summer is the way to go. You know, I've done this for years. I'm going back in July, so I think it's awesome. So we're going to talk Megan through this predicament. First, a quick word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm looking down at my iPhone XS Max, and I can see that we're down to 27 days to go till we check into Riverside before the Be Our Guest podcast cruise. Then we head over to Yacht Club and Boardwalk for a couple of nights after the cruise. We're going to have a great time. And I can tell you that I get excited for this trip every time I post to social media, get a phone call or a text message. I see great pictures. I picked out the colors and the fonts. And I even get an audio alert at 2:10 p.m. every day, telling me I'm closer to my favorite place. You can do the same. Check out all the great apps to turn an Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. A huge summer shout out to everybody who continues to use the Be Our Guest podcast Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you do that shopping online, please support the show. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and all the small and big purchases do add up, and it helps support the show. Again, thanks again for supporting the show using our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1491 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope that you had an awesome three-day weekend here in the States as we remembered those who gave all for our amazing country. And thank you again to everybody who continues to serve in the military and their families. You are the reason our country is great. And we know you sacrifice each and every day, so you are the best among us. Thanks again for your service. All right, today we are going to be answering your listener questions and opening up the phone lines because, unfortunately, Pam's a little bit under the weather, and Ricky had an unexpected appointment, so we had to get the show out there. We waited till the very last minute, and you know what? When you don't have a co-host, what you do is you open up the phone lines and you become the virtual co-host on the show. We'll also be taking questions in our live Facebook chat. So we got lots of folks tuned in today over lunch as we record live. And we're just going to have a great time talking Disney. And I hope you put up with just me today for the next 35 minutes or so. And I promise you, we'll get back to normal on Friday. And we'll avoid these mic-only shows as much as possible. All right, if you want to give us a call, the phone numbers are 407-413-WDW5. That's 407-413-9395. We'll open up the phone lines. When I see a call come in, we'll jump to that. But we're also going to take your listener questions from the inbox and from live here on Facebook as well. Now, one thing I wanted to remind you is that we have some amazing stuff happening with the podcast coming up, and I wanted to get this out there because we've been talking about this behind the scenes for the past couple of weeks. We need to have a podcast meetup. We haven't had a podcast meetup at Walt Disney World here in a little bit, and we're all three going to be down in Walt Disney World for the 4th of July, Pam, Ricky, and I. So we want to invite you, if you're going to be at Walt Disney World over July 4th, meet us to watch the 4th of July fireworks at Epcot. We're going to be at Japan around 8 o'clock, so just look for us. I'm super tall. Ricky's super short. Pam is like right in the middle, we're like the three bears. So you can find us, and we're just going to be meeting up and having a good time, getting ready for the fireworks for the 4th of July. So Epcot, July 4th, Japan. Look for us. Big podcast meetup. It's going to be a lot of fun, so join us there. Also, one other thing that's very, very exciting because we have the podcast cruise coming up here very soon. Less than a month away now, guys. We're going to be on the Disney Dreams 5 nights. double dip to Castaway Cay. And here's a way that everybody, even if you're not sailing with us, you can be a part of the action, especially if you like to walk or run around your neighborhood. We have a charitable event that benefits Give Kids the World. We did this 2 years ago on Podcast Cruise 4, and it's called, I didn't name it, the Shine Golds did. It's the Ramen Double Dip 5K, Lizard 5K, where the folks on the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise, we're going to do the Castaway Cay Challenge. We're going to do the race twice. We're going to do it both times to go to the island. I know we're crazy running in that heat in July in the Bahamas. We're going to run 2 5Ks. And if you're on the cruise, you can sign up for the awesome medal. It's a real medal. It's not plastic. It's not rubber. It's a real medal. The medals were donated and taken care of by the Magic for Less Travel, and all the money's going to Give Kids the World through Magical Wishes for Kids. But you can, if you're on the cruise with us, $5 a person. Sign up, and you can do that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and then do the two races. You'll get your little medal from Disney Cruise Line, like everybody gets. But after the second day, you're going to get the awesome medal that everybody that's around us wants, and only you're going to get if you sail with us. Now, here's the great part. If you're not sailing with us, you also can get this awesome, awesome medal. It's got a lizard on it, Be Our Guest Podcast. It's really cool. But again, the big thing is, the money goes to Give Kids the World. So what you need to do is we're going to ask you to run the 5K or walk around your neighborhood on the same days that we do. I believe it's June 30th and July 1st is when we're going to be taking part in this. But you know what? We're not going to be checking. We can't see you back home. Just do 2 5Ks and get in on the action. And it's only $20 for folks that are not sailing with us. You'll get the medal shipped to you. All the details at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. It's a great way to save or to raise money for Give Kids the World and have an awesome medal to show for it. It's a great way to support the show. Thanks again to the Shine Golds, Magical Wishes for Kids, the Magic for Less Travel for putting this on. It kind of brings us all together. It was a huge fundraiser for us back 2 years ago in 2017. We want that to be the case here as we move into June 2019 for the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 5.0. So please do sign up for that. It's open right now. Just drop by. $20 if you're not sailing with us. You're going to get to be a part of the Double Dip 5K, Ramen 5K to benefit Give Kids the World. And if you're sailing with us, $5 because Disney Cruise Line's already getting a lot of your money. You're going to be with us. We don't have to mail the medals. So that's really why. All right. So let's get to the questions. That's why we are here. But hope to see you on the 4th of July. Hope you will do the virtual run with us. If you're not sailing with us, if you are running with us at Castaway Cay, good luck, bro. It's going to be hot. So sign up today. Sign up right away. And let's blow out what we had in 2017. All right. Let's get to the first question here. Caitlin's got in the live chat. She says, we are going in for a multi-generational trip in September. Our current debate since Disney announced the After Hours events last week is Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party versus After Hours at the Magic Kingdom. Whew, this is a tough one. All right, let me think about this. See, I can't go to Pam or Ricky. I'm used to reading the questions, and then if I can't come up with a quick and easy answer, I'll go, Ricky, what do you think? Or Pam, what do you think? Let me see, and help us out here in the chat. We'll pop it up on the screen. What do you think? Personally, and now I will tell you, I've never done the After Hours events yet. They're newer, but multi-generational trip tells me something. I think that, of course, both events happen late at night at the Magic Kingdom. I just think that Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party brings out the kid in everybody, especially me. I'm 45. But I think even the grandparents might like to go trick-or-treating and see that there's going to be a new fireworks show during the Halloween party this year, which is very exciting for everybody, even if you've gone to the party before. Of course, you got the Boo-to-You Parade, which is one of the best Disney has ever put on. Trick-or-treating, great overlays for some of the attractions, you know, live actors sometimes in the Pirates. You got photo opportunities at Haunted Mansion. The park just takes on an eerie kind of feel. And I think it's, you know, it's an expensive party. Both propositions are expensive. I like the Halloween party slightly more than After Hours. If I had to pick right now, that's what I would pick, especially multi-generational. The chat room's kind of agreeing with me. Betsy says that the plus for the After Hours events is that you're going to have less people. That could be the case, probably, but not necessarily. Kayla's going for the Halloween parties. After Hours, if you're looking for rides, James says. The Halloween party if you're looking for characters. Spencer also says After Hours. So maybe I'm in the minority here. I'm just, I'm kind of a tried and true guy. I've done the Halloween party many times and always walked out having a blast. You get to wear a Halloween costume, which is pretty sweet. So that's kind of fun. All right, well, let's get to a phone call here coming in on 407-413-9395. And let's see who's joining us so I can take a break here. Hey, who's on the line?
Hey, Mike, this is Alfred from New York.
Hey, you made it, even though we couldn't do it later on today. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And I'm having problems with the video to watch you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Well, yeah. Blame it on me because you can't blame Ricky or Pam.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It keeps going back to the beginning before 2 o'clock.
So, I don't know what to tell you. I'll work on that once we're done.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Cool. I just wanted to know, you know, the 50th is upon us. It's coming quicker than we think. When can we book to come for the 50th?
So that would be 2021, right? For the 2021 mm-hmm. packages. So what
October
we're,
yeah, 1st, so, yeah, 2021.
That's right. So what we're looking at is most likely we're thinking mid-June for the 2020 packages to become available. So that is, you know, that's going to be go day
so
here
another
in a few
year.
Weeks. Yeah, but here's the thing, too. You got to remember, this is an option for people. This is kind of a black diamond tip for folks that are looking for a certain kind of room or a certain kind of room, mm-hmm. is that you can book a room-only reservation 499 days in advance. In that way, by placing the first night's deposit, you have the room and you're locked in.
Oh,
and if you want to make it
locked in.
Yes. And if you want to make it a package later on in 2021, you know, once you get your date, what you have to do, now this is kind of confusing, but you actually have to cancel that reservation and then you rebook it brand new as a package with your tickets and dining. But the thing is that what you do is you call Disney and you say, I have this room only reservation. I want to make it a package. Mm-hmm. And so basically, they don't turn it loose until they turn it into a package, and then they.
Right.
But you can't, like, you actually have to get the deposit refunded, put a new $200 deposit down on the new package. But the room's there; like, they will do it so that they book the new package before they give up the room.
Right.
So that's the way to lock in. So that's kind of the black diamond tip if you're looking for something for October 1st, 2021. But I would say, you know, 499 days out from there, and you can get the room.
So when would that be? Do you have any idea?
I usually ask my Amazon assistant, but I'm not going to engage her right now. But here's a tip. If you're looking for your ADR date or your FastPass date, just say, hey, Alyosha, what is 60 days from today? Or, hey, Alyosha, what is 499 days from today? And I'll tell you. So that's another tip.
Okay. That's good.
All right, Alfred. Hey, well, thanks for making time for us.
Like, a friend of mine doesn't want to come on the first, but I want to be there.
I hear you.
So I'm debating. Yeah, I'm debating, is it better to book it like that, just regular room, or being a DVC member, book it 11 months in advance?
So what I would do, here's what I would do, and the room-only thing at 499 days makes a lot of sense in this case, because you are guaranteed, well, plus you're only paying the first night's rate for your deposit, and that deposit is 100% refundable for any reason until six days prior to check-in. So, I mean, you will know months before you would ever lose that deposit. So if you change your mind 11 months out, call up, cancel, get your money back. You're not out anything, but you have that.
Right.
You have the guarantee right
there.
Yeah, you're guaranteed just for the deposit. So, you know, if you're even thinking about it, throw a deposit down, you're locked in. And then if you say, not going to go with it, they'll throw that money right back on the card.
Yep. Oh, I totally don't have to think about it. It's done, you know, in my head. Yes.
That's good.
I'm like, Galaxy's Edge. I can't wait for that. I'm like,
you know what?
It's going to be unbelievable.
And I'm sweating it out for Pam because I'm flying solo here for the show, you know, on the Wednesday podcast here, because Pam came down with something late Monday night. So she's supposed to be out at Galaxy's Edge out at Disneyland for the grand opening. So I'm just hoping she feels better. It's making me so nervous.
Yeah. No, and something is going around, but to be honest with you, same thing happened to me. I didn't feel well. So, but I don't have to worry about being at an opening of Galaxy's Edge.
I know, it's a tough problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, I would love that.
I'm saying, I know, I'm about to call her up and say, well, if you can't make it, I know somebody who might be able to.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Well, hey, Alfred, I got to. Somebody else
All
is
right,
calling
thanks.
In, so thanks for calling in, buddy. I'll talk to you next month. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Alfred, our good buddy. And let's get to the next call. Oh, I got that noise. I hate that noise. Hey, who's joining us next? Hello, caller from the 441. This is Mike.
Is that Mike?
This is Mike. How you doing?
Mike, it's Malcolm from the UK.
Hi. Hey, Malcolm. How you doing?
I'm just going to have to turn you up because I can't hear you. One second. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm very well. I saw some time this afternoon. I thought I'm home early today. I thought I'd give you guys a call.
That's it. It's only me today, so I appreciate any calls we can
get. I know. I sent a message that you want a British co-host, but just to say hi to you guys. And I've talked to you guys for absolutely a long time.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, Pam's a lot of the weather. Ricky couldn't make it tonight. So all of a sudden I panicked because we waited till Tuesday. The show comes out Tuesday night. So I'm like, uh-oh, what do I do? So I scrambled. So here we are.
Wow. Does that mean, you might have said this already, does that mean she's missing Star Wars Land?
We're crossing our fingers. She doesn't feel well right now, but I know Pam, she goes direct. She's unlike me. I will be on death's door before I go to a doctor. She will go right away and get some prescriptions. So crossing my fingers.
I wish her better.
Same. So how are things going for you?
Obviously, you're looking. Yeah, we're very good. Thank you. Very well. Thank you very much. Looking forward to our trip, obviously, in August. We're looking forward to that very, very much. And we've got the date timer now on the mantelpiece now. So on how many days ago? I think it's 75 days ago, which is good news. So looking forward to that.
Oh, so close. Now, let me ask you this, because you're going in August. I'm going in July. Are you excited that you're going before Galaxy's Edge opens, or are you a little disappointed that you're going before it opens?
I think we're going to steer clear of it, because we're going to try to go back next year, I'll be honest with you. I think it'd be mad. It's going to be mad there. So we're going to steer clear. If we have chance to see it, it's a benefit. We leave on the 1st of September to come home. And one of my neighbours who's also going out there, he leaves on the 29th of August. He's so gutted, to say the least.
Yeah.
But we said, you know, it's going to be very, very busy. But if we have a chance to go and see a bit of it, we will do. But we're not expecting to see much at all. But it's just long last good that Hollywood Studios is going to have something to go and see that you want to see. I know we've had Toy Story Land, which has been brilliant. But it's going to be good to see something else there as well. I've got to say, I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I will sort of have a look and see what it's all about. And maybe I'll be a bit of Star Wars fan afterwards. So.
That's a good way to see it, because there's been a lot of things at Disney that have, it's reversed for me. A lot of times I'll do an attraction or see a show and I haven't been a fan or even seen the movie, but then I'll go back and watch the movie because of something I've experienced at a park or a show. And maybe that'll be the case for you. I know here on Monday we have Memorial Day here in the States, and one of our cable channels shows all the Star Wars movies back to back. And I was like locked in.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh man, this is getting everybody ready for Disneyland later this week. Like I couldn't walk away from the TV.
I'm going to say, I'm going to duck now. I've never seen one Star Wars film in my life.
That's all right.
Never seen one.
That's all right.
I've never seen one. And considering they've made a lot of them made in the UK, which is probably about an hour from my house, I've never seen one. But my mind might be open to this. It's just one of those things I've never really sort of got into. But hey, it'd be good to see it. So.
Well, you know, I've never seen Harry Potter and I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I can't really, you know, can't throw any stones.
I'm trying to get through Harry Potter at the moment, but I've stored them up on the Skybox, which is our sort of TiVo sort of box system out here in the UK. And it's just getting around to watching it sometimes. Just so much little time, just busy at work, which is good news. So, but I just wanted to say hi to you guys. I haven't spoken to you for a long, long time, not for any particular reason, just been busy, and it's really good to hear from you guys. And hopefully I'll speak to you soon if we have another live chat in the next few months or something.
All right, Malcolm. I hope to see you down there very soon, buddy. You're a great friend, and please give the best to the family. It's good talking to you.
We'll do. Thank you very much. All right. Love to speak to you again. Take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Malcolm there from the UK, my good buddy. Got to meet in Walt Disney World here a few years ago. It was awesome. I mean, that's why I love podcasting. Just to kind of go off on a tangent here, podcasting is great because it really brings us Disney fans together, and we don't have to be just in a certain geographical area. We could be all scattered around the world and have the opportunity to meet down at Walt Disney World. I mean, it's such a cool thing. So Malcolm calling in from over in the UK. Bethany says, I love her comment here in the live Facebook chat. Is it bad that we're going to the studios in September, or going to Walt Disney World in September and not going to the studios? Yes! No, it's probably smart. All right, next caller is on the line. Thank you so much for calling in. Who do we have?
Hey, Mike, it's James from Minnesota. How's it going, man?
James, you're sending all this water down our way, man. We are flooding away here in St. Louis. Stop.
Right? It was here yesterday, and it was crazy.
How's it going?
The monsoon. Life is good.
Yes, it is.
Thinking about the next trip, and
Yeah, wait, hang on, because I saw on Twitter I think it was last night or the night before.
Yeah.
You were talking to somebody else, but I follow both of you, so I see the conversation. And it was something like, yeah, I'm going in June, July, August, October, November, December. I was like, oh, my God, right. You're living the good life.
It's magical.
So we're going down to the forest, so we'll see you there. And we're staying at Beach Club.
Nice.
And then, so then we booked a trip for August for Brenda's birthday. And then Galaxy's Edge opens like 4 days after. So I booked a solo trip for September before Galaxy's Edge was announced, thinking it was going to open pretty much December 19th. And now Galaxy's Edge is going to be open. So the question is, I'm going down by myself. Do I go see Galaxy's Edge before, like, without my family? Or do I just, like, don't tell Brenda I'm going to go? I don't know what to do.
No, wait, is this a Han Solo trip?
Yes.
Right? The Force is with us. No, I don't know, man. It depends if your significant other would kill you.
I know. Like, but then we found flights, like, really cheap flights on Delta, like, 3-4 weeks after. So we're all going as a family in October, so I can wait. But it's like, or do I just, like, sneak in, only go on, just go see it, but not go on the ride? And then, you know, enjoy the rest of the park for my 1.5 days I'm there. So.
I just want to tell you that somebody named Brenda is tuned in live on Facebook, so you better watch your answers.
That's why I'm asking these questions.
Do not get me in the middle of this, man. I don't want to be, like, talking to Judge Wapner or something because you went to Galaxy's Edge with, you know, before everybody else. Now, you know what? I would say, you know, personally, I think that there's nothing wrong with kind of just walking in and exploring, because here's the thing. Think about it this way. You're scouting out the location for a better trip for the family down the line. Maybe you don't go in and do Smuggler's Run or Rise of the Resistance. If, God forbid, it would be open. I don't think it will. But, I mean, you know, like, save the big stuff, like, to discover as a family. But, you know, nothing wrong with going in there and saying, you know, these are some things you might want to check. That's what I would say. But, I mean, I do not want to be in the middle of this. I'm too old. I understand how this all goes. I have two daughters and a wife, man. I just know to keep my mouth shut.
So that's all I got as well. So if you want to come down, I'm going solo. So I got a room in Saratoga.
I love running there. That's a beautiful resort.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, it's our second time staying there. And even though it's my least favorite deep DC resort, I still love it. And it's just being that close to homecoming, and you can't go wrong.
That is a good one. Yeah, so you definitely have to give us a call, because we're going to do more of these live shows. We're going to do a couple more before I go on to our vacation, because obviously we have to record ahead for a couple weeks while we're all three down in Florida. But, yeah, we're going to get back to the monthly shows. And so when you get back and, you know, in the fall, when we find out what happened, you got to share the story. I got to hear about this.
Deal, man. All right, well, thanks for all you do. And to all your listeners, go over on the Amazon and buy whatever you want today, but just use your link.
That's right. Helps pay the costs. All right, James. Take care, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, from up in Minnesota, and there we go, trying to give advice between couples. That is a no-win situation. Love both of them, and they have to pick this out on their own. All right, back to the question. Sarah has a question. We missed it. I'm trying to get back to the question about Coronado. Here it is. Oh, we got another call. Sarah Fisher about Coronado. I am going to get to your question, but I'm going to get the call right here because they called in. Hey, who's joining us? Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, from the 716.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I have two questions for you.
Sure. I hope I have more than that for answers. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Also, I can't say my name because it's the name also known as the Amazon Virtual Assistant.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you're one of my guests, and I have like three going right now that I've been juggling back and forth, I have three of you, and every time I call into Disney, it's because I have one that sits right in my office, and I have one that sits in my living room. So either place where I call, ever call into Disney, as soon as I call in, it's like, no, would you like me to play Aha Take On Me? No, I'm just trying to do a reservation. So just, no, I get your pain. So we know who you are. We'll call you Alyosha and say hello.
Great. Yeah, I am one. I'm one planning the friends trip in February.
Okay, that's what I was guessing. All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, I know that the 50th anniversary is all anyone's talking about besides Galaxy's Edge. So my first question is, when do you think that celebrations will start and end at Disney World?
Well, so, I mean, the thing is, it's really hard to say, but I think the 50th is going to be huge, and they're going to use this as a marketing campaign to last, I would guess, at least 18 months, possibly 2 years, kind of like they used to do in the mid to late 2000s, because, I mean, they're putting a lot of effort into this. You know, they've really started, think about it. I mean, Epcot's basically being reimagined up in Future World. They're going to have a new coaster, Ratatouille's in World Showcase. You're going to have, the gondola system will be semi-new still at that point. The space restaurants coming to Epcot. There's going to be so many new things. You got the Rivieras online, a brand new resort for people to stay. I just think that they're going to want to blow this out of the water. I would guess that they wouldn't start it prior to October 1st, 2021. I think that would be like the go date. But I would not be shocked if this carries into 2023. Because why
wow.
not? You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Because the thing is, like, you know, I think Disney's big on, like, coming back. You know, like, you were here in the, like, you were here part of the first 50 years. You know, you came in the 70s or you came in the 80s. Come celebrate the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World with us. And they know not everybody can come on October 1st, 2021. But you might be able to come, say, spring break 2022. And they want to celebrate with you. So I would guess 18 months to 2 years. But, I mean, this is totally just speculation. But, I mean, it's not going to be a short-term thing, I would doubt.
Okay, perfect. I'm wondering because thinking of my next trip already, and I was just a little girl for the 25th, and I remember the castle looking like the big birthday cake, and wondering, because I was told, you know, Cinderella's castle was looking for it, and it was instead the giant pink candy-coated castle. But anyway, now I have to go for the 50th, of course.
So did you think, what? I think time heals all. Like when I was there too for one day when the castle was pink. I was just down and staying with some people, friends down in Titusville. We drove over to the Magic Kingdom and it was shocking. But I mean, like, would you be offended if the castle turned into something like that again? I mean, I understand, like, if you're having a wedding and all of a sudden, oh my God, I was expecting Cinderella Castle and it looks like a pink cake. I mean, what would you think if they did something like that now?
I mean, it's hard because, like, I love pink and candy, and that's very much my aesthetic, but I was even as a little girl, I was like, that's not the castle, so I hope they don't change it too much.
Yeah, I get that. What do you think? Have you seen the pictures of the newly reimagined Sleeping Beauty Castle at Disneyland?
Yes, and I'm right by Disneyland, and I think it looks amazing, so
I
that's
too.
Fine.
Yeah,
just
I think
don't make it look like not yes. a castle.
Yeah, like they just, I don't know how you describe it. Like at Disneyland, they just kind of put a little, it was kind of like back in the, what was that when they said, Stacey used to say bling bling for Cinderella Castle. They put the jewels on the castle, you know, the gold like accents. That was kind of neat looking. That's kind of like what they did at Disneyland
now.
Yeah, it wasn't like you wake up and it's like, that's interesting. That's a whole different beast. That thing was way different looking. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. And then the other thing, I just had a question for you because I know you go for the holidays a lot, and so I was just wondering if you could only go to Disney World for one holiday now for the rest of your life, which one would you pick?
God, you're heartless like Ricky. All right, so let's see. One holiday. Oh, man. You know what? I am a Christmas freak. I love the Christmas season. I love Christmas music. I start listening to it way before Thanksgiving. The problem is the crowds are big at Walt Disney World at Christmas, but man, do you get so many extras from, I mean, like the major things like Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which is not as good as the Halloween party, but it's almost as good. But you also get all the decorations at the resorts, the theme parks, you get the music, which I love. The music's playing everywhere. You get the Christmas treats. I would have to say Christmas. I like all the other holidays, but there's something about it. Like, it just reminds me of being younger and being at my grandparents' house and traditional Christmas happening down at Walt Disney World. So it'd be Christmas for me. What would you say if you had to pick one holiday? What would you do?
I've never been for a holiday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you need to make that happen. You need to do them all because they're all fun. But Christmas is just kind of all-encompassing.
My family is very much the, like, avoid crowds at all costs.
Ooh, that's rough.
So I've never been able to go. But now that I'm an adult, you know, and I'm going to be having my own family, maybe I'll just suck it up and try it once. and probably be blown away.
Well, here's the thing. I think when you go at Christmas, it's not good for a first. It's definitely not good for a first timer, because a first timer has all these conceptions of it's not. Because the thing is, until you're there, you're getting your information from the internet, from commercials you see on TV. And of course, you're never going to see a commercial on TV of Walt Disney World of like a packed Main Street or, you know, a 180-minute wait for Flight of Passage, stuff like that. You're not going to see that on TV because obviously they don't want to sell that. The thing I think the holidays are great for, people that have experienced Walt Disney World many times before, not many, but a few times before, and you can go back and appreciate the secondary things, you know, like you can appreciate that. Okay, if the lines are kind of long at the attractions, it's okay to go see the Tiki Birds, or it's okay to go do Jingle Cruise, or it's okay to see the Carousel of Progress, or just to go to the Wilderness Lodge and see the Christmas tree and have a meal over there. That's what, to me, that's what Christmas is about down there. It's not like my summer trip. My summer trip, I'm going to do a lot of attractions, see a lot of shows, but come Christmas, it's about hearing the music, seeing the Christmas trees, having Christmas meals, going to see, you know, Fort Wilderness, see all the Christmas decorations on the RVs. It's stuff like that. So it's not really made for a first trip, but, you know, if you've done a lot of the stuff and now you're just looking for new things to do, I think that's what Christmas is best at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I think I'll have to try that.
Yeah, because I just wouldn't want anybody to be disappointed, like, oh my gosh, it was so crowded. I didn't get to do Space Mountain. I didn't get to do Big Thunder. I didn't get to do a Test Track, you know, because it is, that is more of a challenge over Christmas, but my gosh, you got so many cool things. You got the Storytellers and World Showcase. You got Candlelight Processional. You have so much to do. It's incredible.
Cool. Well, you convinced me.
Oh, good. That's because it is really fun.
Maybe just not Christmas of the 50th anniversary. Yeah, well, that would be
that
a
might be
whole
a
nut,
yeah, that might be a whole nut house. I don't even know, but that'll be crazy because you got to realize we're coming. Yeah, October 1st, and then all of a sudden it'll be the holiday season a month later at Disney. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You have a great day.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your support, and have a good afternoon. Thank you.
Great. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I love taking these calls. So thank you for calling at 407-413-9395. Look at that. We can talk about Christmas in May. I love it because Christmas is a great time. If you've been down, throw your feedback here in the live chat. Yes. James says, now I want to plan a Christmas trip. Me too. There's nothing like Walt Disney World any time of the year. All right. Another call. You guys are hitting it out of the park. Who's joining us next? Watch, they're going to hear me in just a second because I can hear myself in the background. Caller, you're on the line. Who's next?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Mike. This is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Now, you're from Texas, right? I can tell by the accent.
No, I'm the Rhode Islander.
I'm just kidding. So, are you anywhere near Warwick, Rhode Island?
Yeah, I work in Warwick.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever been pulled over by Officer Curley?
No, I do see him at work, though.
That's so funny. He's one of my favorites on Live PD. And then there's the female officer.
I've only seen that show once.
That's all right. That's pretty cool that you have that in your town. So how can I help you today?
I'm staying at Old Key West in October, and I know how much you love Olivia.
Yes.
Which would you do if you could only choose one, breakfast or dinner there? I've never been.
Oh, my gosh. The breakfast is super good there, but I would go dinner because the buttermilk chicken dish is probably one of my favorites at Walt Disney World. It's reasonably it's like on Father of the Bride, it's kind of like the sheep chicken. It's like one of the cheaper dishes at Walt Disney World, but it is so good. But breakfast has about five or six solid entrees on the menu. So either one is good. I would do dinner, but if you have to go with breakfast, you are winning in a big way. It's either way, because really a lot of the atmosphere is really a part of Olivia's. It's so nice just to be there. And the food is just, it's amazing. And the service is great. So either way, you're going to love it.
And I agree with the other person on the podcast, where she's saying that she's going nowhere near Hollywood Studios.
So is it that, now are you any kind of a Star Wars fan?
Nah, not really. I saw it when they first came out, a couple of them, and that's it. But the crowd, that's going to be crazy. You saw Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
What's it going to be for Star Wars?
It's going to be worse. Yeah, it's big, though. It's
worse
big.
Worse than mild.
But, you know, part of me wants to get kicked out of the land by a stormtrooper after 4 hours. I've always wanted to been, you know, like, that. Okay. That's taken theming to the next level. Like, you know, I want a stormtrooper to come up to me and for real tell me to move along, you know?
Okay.
We'll see.
If I can get early morning fast pass for Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, then I'll go.
Because you know what, too, and I think that's kind of my quandary that I'm having is I think about this with Disneyland opening this weekend, and you know, I can't believe it, but I mean it's June, really. Basically, it's June now. And so we got August 31st for Hollywood Studios, and then both of them will be open. I mean, if the studios will say, you know, you go to Sunset Boulevard, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, will it be a madhouse or will it be just desolate because everybody's back in that Toy Story Galaxy's Edge area? I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens there.
Or the other question is all the other parks going to be crazy because a lot of people are going to try to avoid Hollywood Studios?
Well, see, and that's the case, too. I don't know that. I mean, that's kind of what I bet you Len over at Touring Plans is looking at, too, because you could say, well, everybody that's going down, say, around Labor Day, the 1st of September, everybody's going because of Star Wars. Well, that's not the case because a lot of people had their trips on the books way before this was announced because they moved it up way earlier
Correct.
Than we were expecting. So those people are going to have to go somewhere and say I had a week-long trip scheduled from August 28th to September 4th, something like that. You know, I'm only going to go to the studios once, maybe twice in that week because that's just how you want to go to all four parks. So, yeah, I would just have to say that and Disney's been doing some interesting things to kind of try to spread out the crowds. I think being proactive, they introduced that new ticket that comes out a little bit before Star Wars that you get a one admission each to the four theme parks and the water parks. But you can only go in each one time, so you can't camp out at one. Now, this is prior to Galaxy's Edge opening, but I'm wondering if they'll do something like that to kind of spread the crowds out. Like, yeah, you have admission to Disney's Hollywood Studios, but, you know, we'll give you a little discount if instead of going to the studios five times in this week, you go to the studios one time, you go to the Magic Kingdom one time, you know, and spread you out. I think they're going to do stuff like that.
I couldn't do that. I like to park hop.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I have an annual pass. It gives you the ultimate freedom.
Exactly,
that way you can
exactly.
just, I mean, it stinks. It's so expensive. And it's one of those things I just tell myself, like, you know, next year, I just don't know if I can afford it. But then, you know, I cut back, you know, this past year, I cut back on some of my subscriptions to like music and things like that. And, you know, you gotta kind of just take away one thing to get something else. And I enjoy it. It's kind of my guilty pleasure. So I do enjoy the flexibility.
And one last thing, I have to tell you, I was very disappointed in May. You were doing a live broadcast from Epcot. You were over in China, and I was over in Paris area. And I looked for, I walk in the opposite directions, and I looked for you guys and never found you.
Well, in May, I was there mostly by myself in the parks because the girls were at the cheerleading stuff. And I was...
Yeah, but no.
I was with
you
them.
You were there with your wife?
Yeah, was it on Monday? It must have been on Monday before we were going home. Maybe. No, that would have been on...
No.
Because we went to the Magic Kingdom that day. Yeah, she did come another day. Yeah, after the cheerleading.
Yeah, there was a day. It was like that. We came home on the 5th. So it was right before then. Maybe it was the Friday. Maybe you didn't have the girls. But your wife was there. I remember the video.
Yeah, well, next time. I'm telling you, I was moving on that trip because I knew we were only there
you
for
were.
A few days. So I was seeing as
you
much
were.
As I could. And just I was loving life.
I was very bummed I didn't get to see you. But anyway, maybe another trip.
Next time. Next time we'll make it happen.
All right.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. Hey, don't speed going through Warwick on the way home today.
No. No, you have a wonderful day.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, love callers. Love it. Love when you can have a little live PD crossover to the Be Our Guest podcast. That's so fun. Melvin, the correct way to use Rider Switch is to have Ricky answer that on the next show. It's not that confusing. Just go up to the cast member, show the kid. They'll give you like a paper fast pass when to come back. You switch out the kid. The older kid gets to ride twice, which is awesome. And each adult will get to ride that way. So just go up to the cast member that's at the fast pass return area. They'll take care of you. All right, let's see here. And let's see if we can get some questions. I want to get that one about Coronado Springs. I love Coronado Springs. Dun, dun. Here's one from John Luke. Hey, Mike, we're staying at the Beach Club for the opening of Galaxy's Edge. Do you think that Disney will prevent us from walking over early that morning? We are prepared to wait hours. John Luke, from what I hear, and I'm hearing this from Len Testa, they're going to let people camp out over 24 hours that first night, so you should be able to walk over fine. Actually, the line might be at the Beach Club. No, I doubt it. Probably Boardwalk. Just kidding. No, it'll be fine. You should be able to walk over. Let's see here. Bethany says, it's my mom and I doing a girls trip and we're just not into Star Wars, so we're stopping it or skipping it. I'll see it in March 2020 when we're back from my husband's work conference or vacation. Hey, that's a good idea there. I like that. Let's see here. Where's the question about... Sarah had a question about Coronado Springs, and I promised her I'd get to it. So let me see if I can find it here. Things go so fast. Here it is. Hey, Mike, I know you're a big fan of Coronado Springs. After hearing you rave about it, I booked it this July. Now I'm worried I'll be disappointed. What section should we request to at least have a room in a good area? We really want to be near transportation. All right, Sarah, you will not be disappointed. I mean, I love Coronado. Good, it's great dining, awesome pool at the dig site. Pool bar is awesome. This La Siesta or something, it's really good. Hot items, cold items, frozen drinks. Really close to the theme parks. Good bus service. Now, there are four stops within Coronado Springs, just like Riverside. What section? Ranchos are kind of out the furthest away from the main area. Of course, in July, you're going to have the tower is an option if you want to book that after July, let me say, the 11th, 9th or 11th, I think. So you can book the tower. That's very centrally located next to transportation. Or I like the casitas. I usually stay in the casitas. That's right next to the main area, too. And it has a nice little pool and fitness center. The fitness center is actually in the casitas if you want to use the treadmill and the weights and stuff like that. So go casitas. You're going to love it, Sarah. You're going to come back and say, I love Coronado. Mike was right. Well, you might not say Mike was right, but I bet you'll love Coronado. All right. Let's see if we have any other comments or questions. Any update on the 2020 package release date? Super excited to start planning. Sean, me and you both. I am sweating bullets because I leave for the podcast cruise on June 25th and I need to get cracking. So I'm hearing a little bit before that, but who knows? We don't know anything official. I'm hoping that we're looking at it in mid June or so, but don't hold me to that. Do we have a date when the gondolas will be open? We'll be there on August 19th that week, Lisa says. We don't know an official date, but I mean, it's looking promising. They're unwrapped. They're swooping around all the time testing. But of course, you know, it could be 95% and the last 5% is the hardest. I don't know. But I have to imagine Disney would like to have the gondolas online for Galaxy's Edge opening August 31st. It's just a way to get people around. It's going to take stress off the buses and the boats, and we'll see. All right, 407-413-9395. We have time for about one more caller if you want to get in here and talk Disney with me today. Thanks to everybody who has called in so far. I really appreciate that. You guys are kind of co-hosting the show today in Pam and Ricky's absence. We'll be back again on Friday with another show, and I will not be solo. If I have to go find somebody off the street, drag them into the studio, we're going to do that. But I love having you guys as the co-hosts. Let's see. Bethany's asking, are the room-only reservations open for booking in 2020? Yes, they are. You can book a room only now for 499 days from today. It just takes the first night's deposit. And then you can cancel and rebook as a package to add your tickets and dining when those packages become available a little bit later here. All right, I think we had one more question I wanted to get to. Yes, I teased this one at the top of the show, so let me get this one from Megan real quick. It says, hey, Mike and BOGP crew, I need you to convince me that summer at Disney is great. I'm a teacher, and as a teacher, I'm limited to the vacation times we can travel to the world. All of our recent trips have felt rushed. I would like to be able to spend some more time and visit parks more than once and maybe actually relax at the pool for a day. So I am thinking summer. However, we're New Englanders and we're afraid of the heat. Well, that's a problem. I needed to convince me that summer is a great time to visit despite the heat. I already know that logistics, go early before the heat, take naps and swim in the afternoon, go back at night, etc. What I need is someone to tell me why they choose to visit in the summer over the dates other times of the year. What are the summer perks? We plan to go late August 2020. Also, typically we fly into MCO and take Disney transportation. If we go in the summer, I plan to drive. What resort is the most convenient out of the moderates and values if we're driving back and forth between the parks and hotels? All right, so this is from Megan. She says, lastly, of the above resorts, which has the best pool? Thanks for all you do. I never miss a podcast and even listen to old ones when there isn't a new one available. Well, my goodness, we do 3 a week. Hope you don't miss us too much. Megan's teaching fifth grade up at Hardy Elementary. So thanks, Megan, so much. First of all, best pool in the moderates and moderates and values, I would go with Coronado or Riverside / French Quarter because you can share the pools over there. But Coronado's got a great one in the dig site. It's also a great location to drive. You're right down World Drive from the Magic Kingdom. You're across the street from Epcot and the studios, and Animal Kingdom is very close from Coronado too. So I would give that there. Okay, so going in the summer, we're in the same boat because my wife and I were both teachers. That's why we still travel in the summer, because we've done it for the last 10, 12 years. We always go down because in the summer we can take longer trips. Neither one of us had to ask off work. You know, we were off. That's the one thing. We didn't have money in the summer, but we had time. So we would go down for maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 days, and that gave us the chance to have pool days and to have days where we went to the water parks or just days where we went and played mini golf, or we used to go to Cocoa Beach for a day. We'd do that kind of stuff, just like you're saying, relax, slow down, go to the parks more than once, usually go to each park 2 or 3 times, and just have a good time. Now, the heat is bad. I mean, I know as we're recording today that I think Orlando had its hottest day in 3 years, at least for May. And so I think it was like 98 today in Orlando. So the heat is oppressive, but that's why you go very early. And as soon as you start feeling the heat, you go back to your hotel, swim, nap. And once the sun starts to set, boom, you go back to the parks. Summers typically give you long park hours. You're going to have a chance, at least in one park, probably to stay out until about midnight. And of course, you got Disney Springs open until 2 a.m. you could do as well. So that's kind of fun. And your hotel pool is going to be open until midnight. So that's fun too. So the summer's a good time. Also, there's discounts out there this year. You're going in August of 2020. Who knows about discounts then? But I would say, you know, being a teacher, try it. I think you can make it. The heat is bad, but it's manageable. You know, just if you're at the parks, I mean, there's a lot of times you're inside. Carousel of Progress, Tiki Birds, Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, you're not out in the direct sun all the time. And just you just got to plan for the heat and really work around it. But I think it's there's just long park hours. There's lots of chances to take advantage of the pools and just a lot of stuff going on. It's a great energy over the summer. So I would say give it a shot and enjoy it and let us know what you pick. All right. Well, you know what? That is going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for hanging with me solo. I hope that I did okay for you guys. I know it's not the same without Pam and Ricky, and I know you probably miss them. So I will pass along your wishes, and I promise not to kill you with Mike so much again. We'll be back again on Friday talking about some tips. What I wish I would have known going down to Walt Disney World my first time, but we're going to update that with stuff we've learned over the past decade that make your trip better. So if it's your first, second, third time, maybe this will help you have a much better Disney vacation. Maybe you've been 77 times, and maybe we give you one nugget of something to think about when it comes to packing or stuff to bring to the parks or do this before that. We're going to talk about that on Friday. So come back for that show. But don't forget, we'd love an iTunes review. If you don't have something going on right now, please swing by iTunes and leave a review and a rating for the podcast. We really, really appreciate those. It helps people find our show. We're doing great on iTunes, but some of the reviews and ratings are expiring. So if you have a few minutes, drop by iTunes, leave a rating and review this week. We'd really, really appreciate that. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com. We're all looking forward to that next Disney vacation, and you need to count down to it right there on your Apple device. So get Days to Go WDW, type in your date of your next trip, and every time you get a text, a phone call, post to social media, you're going to see how many days you have until you get to go down to Epcot and maybe get an Orange Bird sipper at the next Flower and Garden Festival. Maybe you're looking forward to food and wine. It gets you pumped up every time you touch your device, and that's a lot of times in a day. So check them out today over at virtualmickey.com. Thanks to everybody who supports the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Can't thank you enough for that. And do follow the show on Instagram and Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And drop by the Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, I'm going to get out of here and go get a drink of Coke Zero. This is a lot of talking. I miss Ricky and Pam. But thank you so much for tolerating me today. I hope that we did all right. I just never want to miss a podcast. We've been doing this for over 11 years. Never want to miss a show. Want to be there for you guys when you expect it and always give our 100% effort. So for Pam and Ricky, who are mysteriously missing today, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.